This is an interview with Marie Evelyn McGeorge, 2747 Bandy Road. Let's see, where and when were you born?
November the 30th, 1921, in Roanoke, Virginia.
Were you born at a hospital or a house?
No, I was born at home. And you don't know, Turner Drugstore was on the market right now. I was trying to think what is in that building. When you go down the market and you make a turn like this, and then the road comes this way up by the stores or the people that have produce to sell. Mm-hmm. I was born in a building that was in this curve here.
Okay, and that was your
Turner's.
Home?
That was home at that time. We were in the Depression. Mm-hmm. My daddy was out of work, American Bisco, and my grandmother told us we could come and live with her until things got a little better. Y'all don't remember the Depression. We hope we're not going in one now.
So, where did you grow up, if you were
in
born?
In Roanoke.
Okay.
I've always lived in Roanoke until I got married.
Okay. Do you remember some of the streets that you lived on or addresses of your homes?
Well, when I was a child, we lived in Riverdale. I've lived in Mount Pleasant and Garden City. I live in Garden City now.
Okay.
On Bandy Road.
Now, tell me a little about your parents and any siblings that you have.
Well, I had a father that worked at the American Bisco until it closed up. It finally closed up. Mm-hmm. It's over where the industrial park is now, if you know where. When you go from southeast over to Ribbon Road, mm-hmm. That is the industrial park. Well, the Bisco used to be in all of that. And my mother worked at Aronimus, I think, for right many years until we got over. I had one brother and three sisters. Only one of us are deceased. My sister that lived in Baltimore is deceased a couple of years ago.
And how did you fit into the order? Were you oldest, youngest?
I was the oldest.
You were the oldest. Okay.
85.
All right. Now, you said that you had lived with your grandparents for a period of time.
Well, that was at the time I was born.
Okay. What did your grandparents do?
Well, she ran a boarding house. At that time, people from the country would come in to Roanoke to get a room. It worked at the N&W or some big, at that time, and mostly N&W was the largest thing in Roanoke at that time. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're not that big anymore. They've all moved to Norfolk and where else? Atlanta? Where in?
Sure.
I know they've gone to Norfolk and Virginia Beach or somewhere, but anyway, the N&W was the biggest draw for people that lived outside of the city. They'd come in and get a room and spend the week. When they got off on Friday, they'd go back home and come back on Sunday.
Did you have any other extended family members living nearby?
Yes, I had several aunts that lived in Roanoke.
Did you get to visit them often? Okay, can you share any memories that you have in regards to your family about growing up? I'm sure you have a few.
Oh, me. Only thing I can think about, when I grew up, it was a hard time. You were lucky to get a pair of shoes. Mm. That was during the Depression. Mm-hmm. I had an aunt that worked at Kenny's Drugs, we don't have Kenny's Shoes in Roanoke anymore, but she managed a store down on Camel Avenue, and she'd make sure we got a pair of shoes to start school. Hmm. That stands out in my mind. I had another aunt that was, I think she thought I was the apple of her eye. And, you know, you always have someone like that, don't you?
If you're lucky, I guess.
She was a beautician. She run a beautician where you go to get your hair fixed and nails. And but I never had a permanent. I had one permanent. My hair's natural curly, so I don't get a permanent.
You're lucky.
Right.
Well, now let's talk a little bit. You kind of mentioned this with your father and your mother. What kind of work did your family do? Can you state that again?
He worked at the American Visco.
Now, after the Depression and after the American Visco closed, where did your father work after that?
Well, let me see. Where did he work? I'm not sure that he even got a job after that. It was hard times back then. You don't remember it. No. But your parents...
Maybe not even them.
No.
I think my grandmother.
Yeah, your grandmother remembers it. Lord have mercy. I was trying to think, what did Daddy do after... it took us about 10 or 15 years to come out of the Depression, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's a long time.
It was a long time.
Well, do you remember the first house that you lived in? Or can you describe to me the first house you remember living in?
Probably was a shack somewhere. Because he didn't believe in owning a home. He would rent anything. I wouldn't want you to put this in there because somebody might read it. But he would rent anything rather than to own a home. He never thought, he thought paying somebody else to rent their house was them making money off of him rather than him making a decent place for his family to live. Does that make sense? Not to you, it wouldn't, but I guess to him it would have.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody has their own
right.
opinions.
And then after he passed away, Mama bought a house, so we had a home.
Now, do you remember the house that she bought?
Yes, it was on Tassel Avenue.
And how old were you then?
Well, I was probably going to be a bird at that time. I was probably a junior.
Okay.
Junior at Bird.
Do you remember what that house looked like or where that was located?
Yeah, it's still standing. It's on the corner of Tazewell Avenue and you know where the cemetery is on Tazewell? City Cemetery. Well,
okay.
it's the next street.
Okay.
She lived on the corner.
And did you like that house?
Yes.
You,
mm-hmm.
How'd you feel when you moved in?
It was good to have a home. Good.
Okay, now, what kind of activities did you participate in when you were a kid? Any games that you played? Or?
Oh, yes. We played all kinds of games. Didn't have recreation centers like we have today for people to go to. You had to get your kids, the neighborhood kids, to join in and play games. Let me see. We played horseshoes, and we played merry-go-round, and if you'd find somebody that had equipment, we'd play on the playground equipment. You know, some people were lucky to have swings and slides.
Well, let's talk a little bit about home life. What did you do in the evenings at your home? Because I guess this was, you probably didn't have a TV at the time.
Oh, no.
So what would you do instead of...
Get your homework.
Okay. Did you all own a radio?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any, do you have any memories with the radio?
No, I just remember that we did have a radio. I don't know that I listened to it that much, though.
Okay. I was going to ask if you had any favorite programs. Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Do you remember when you got your first telephone?
It would have been after I got married and had a home of my own.
Oh,
We
wow.
didn't have one at home.
How about refrigerator? Do you remember when you got it?
We had one that you, the iceman brought the piece of ice and put it in your ice box.
Okay, how
It
long would
was
a piece of ice last?
maybe 2 days, 3 days, depending on how warm the weather was.
Do you remember when you got your first television?
After we were married, when did the first televisions come out? We saw Queen Elizabeth being, wasn't inaugurated, but when she was made Queen of England. But I don't know what year that was.
I don't either. Did you have a porch swing, or did you ever sit on the porch
Oh
in the
yes, oh
evenings?
yes.
And what kind of chores did you have to do around your house?
Well, I like to wash clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Mom would go to town and I'd get in the clothes and wash a load of clothes and get hung out on the line. Change your beds. Scrub. I never did was much about cooking a meal because she most of the time had all that planned.
Now, when you say that you like to wash, I'm assuming you didn't throw
On the
it in the
washboard.
washer. Okay.
Yeah,
Can
on the
you
washboard.
explain that process a little
Yeah,
bit?
it's like this. I still got my washboard.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How long would it take to wash a load of clothes?
Oh, probably a couple of hours.
Okay.
Well, depending on the size, how many you had to wash.
Now, were there any stories that you remember from your childhood, like family stories that would be told about your grandparents or great-grandparents?
No, the only thing, and I remember my grandparents lived in Hardy, and we'd go down to see them. And it was just a like open space, and we'd run and play, and of course there wasn't any other children down there unless some of the other relatives came in while we were down there.
How long did it take you to get to Hardy?
From Roanoke, it probably would take, with the roads like they were back then, probably a couple hours.
And did you get there by car or
Car.
by, you did by car? Okay.
But they had a buggy down there. When I'd go down and spend the summer with them, and we'd come to the market. They'd always want to come to the market, and we'd come in the buggy, horse-drawn buggy.
Wow.
Gosh. You all, I'm dating myself.
That's all right. Now, were any of your family ever in the military? A spouse or children or
My
siblings?
daddy, my husband, and both of my sons
What
were in this.
branches were they in?
My daddy was in the army. Aubrey was in the army. He was in Italy.
Aubrey, was that your husband? Okay.
And Kenneth was in the Air Force. That's my oldest son. And Richard was in the army.
Okay. And what wars did they fight in?
Well, Daddy would have been in World War I. Aubrey was World War II. And of course, Richard and Kenneth were drafted, and they just had to go in service. They didn't go. There was no war at that time going on.
Now, I'm kind of jumping around here. Do you have any memory or stories from your relatives about the Civil War or slavery or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about education. Where did you go to school?
I went to Garden City to the 8th grade, and then I went to Mount Pleasant and finished 8th grade. Garden City didn't have the 8th grade. And I went to Mount Pleasant until the 12th grade. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Byrd, William Byrd.
Now, how did you get to school?
Walk.
You did.
Snow up to your hips. And you went on snow days. You didn't have school canceled.
Really? Now,
kids are lucky today.
So, were you ever allowed to stay home from school?
No. No, we really wanted to go to school.
Do you have any memories about favorite teachers or least favorite teachers?
Oh, let's see. I remember one teacher I had. Miss Leonard was a favorite teacher. I forgot what grade she taught, though.
Do you remember what school it was?
Mount Pleasant.
And how much schooling did you complete?
I graduated from William Byrd. And then after I graduated, of course we got married. And went to work for the recreation department. And I would say probably seminars and extra studies that we had to do probably at least 1 or 2 years of college.
Okay, now you mentioned your husband, Aubrey. How did you meet?
We went to school together.
So he was from Roanoke as well?
Vinton.
From Vinton, okay. And what year were you married?
In 1941.
Okay. Do any businesses or shops stand out in your mind as ones that you would frequent?
No.
And what was your grocery store?
Well, we may have had a little store in Garden City at the time we lived out there, but it would have been just one of those in and out. Nothing big like Kroger's or... We had a Micmac, I think, down on Riven Road that we bought groceries from.
Okay.
But there's no Micmac anymore.
Mm-hmm. Now, where'd you do, like, your clothes shopping or your shoe shopping?
Mama made most of our clothes out of feed sacks.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I never had a ball dress till I graduated from high school.
Now, do you remember those dresses? Were they comfortable, or?
Yeah.
They were the feed
sacks? Sure.
Okay. What would you say is your fondest childhood memory?
My home and my family, my brothers and sister.
Now, is there an event that sticks out in your mind, like a Christmas holiday event or a vacation? Or
we never went on vacation, and Christmas was, you were lucky to get one thing for Christmas. Now, you're talking about back in hard times.
Mm-hmm. little different nowadays.
Right.
Now, as a child, do you remember any time that you were maybe scared or there was something, an event that might have...
No, we had a very peaceful home, and I don't remember.
Okay, and no... floods, or do you remember any floods?
No, we didn't have floods like we have now, I don't think.
Okay.
85, we had a flood in Roanoke. It, like, to washed us away. Yeah. Then again in 95, 96 or something. They were, to my memory, were the largest bodies of water that I saw.
Okay. So what kind of work have you done throughout your life?
Well, when I graduated from high school, I went to work for a knit mill up close to Jefferson High School. Mm-hmm. From there, I went to, downtown on Jefferson, on Camel Avenue. It was, what was the name of that little five and dime store? It's been gone for years. You wouldn't have remembered it.
So you did work at a five and dime downtown?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we got married, and of course, you start raising a family. You don't work out of the home. Mm-hmm. And then I went to work for the recreation department.
Okay.
One of the supervisors came to my house, heard I was a good person with children, and came to my house and hired me at my house. I didn't even go out and hunt a job.
So the job came to you.
Mm-hmm.
And how many years did you work for the rec department?
I went to work in 1957 and worked till 1991.
Okay. Long time. Now, this can be in your childhood, young adulthood, or in your adulthood. Who were your role models? Did you have any role models within the community, or just someone that you looked up to?
Yeah, but I don't remember who they would have been.
Okay.
It's been a long road since then. Oh, I could say Annalee Klingenpiel. She would have been a Sunday school teacher.
Now, you mentioned church. What church do you go to?
Garden City Baptist.
And how long have you gone there?
About 55 years.
Okay, so a long relationship with the church.
Very busy in my church.
Now, how has the church changed over the years?
Other than the ministers, I think most of our membership stayed until they died.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was in a neighborhood where older people lived and raised their family.
Mm-hmm.
And they were members of the church. And I think until they died.
Okay.
Of course, we get new members occasionally, but people that move in.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned you had two sons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did they do?
Well, Kenneth worked at GE.
Mm-hmm.
34 years, I believe he worked up there. Maybe it was 36. And, of course, Richard went into football. He was drafted by the Green Bay Packers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So he played for them?
Mm-hmm.
How long did he
play? 9 years.
Okay. And what does he do now?
Football. Coaches football.
Okay. Where does he coach?
At Raleigh.
Oh, no. Okay.
Shaw University.
Now, do you have any grandchildren?
Oh, yes.
How many grandchildren?
Well, Kenneth has two boys, and his wife died of cancer, and she had two children. So they have, let's see, one of them has a little girl. Then Richard's family, he had two boys, and Jason is the youngest, and they're expecting a baby in November. And Randy is the oldest, and he has three children, two boys and a girl.
So you're a great-grandmother as well.
Mm-hmm.
To three soon-to-be-four children?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's excellent.
Only thing, they live so far away. Atlanta and Durham.
Okay. That is a little hike. Now, I think I've gone through most of my questions.
Well, we hope you have.
Now, this wasn't too painful, was it? Is there anything else that you would want to share that maybe I didn't cover?
I think you've covered just about all of it.
Okay. Well, I guess with that, we'll go ahead and end the interview. And this was Miss Marie Evelyn McGeorge of 2747 Bandy Road.